The big news story this morning is happening in Hanover. There's a fire in the downtown core. Joining us on the phone is Laura Dietrich. Laura lives right across from the fire. And Laura, first of all, thanks for talking to us this morning.
No problem.
So Laura, let's go back to the beginning. When did you first know that there was something going on?
2:30 this morning. Police roll up with their sirens going. So I kind of always expect that because of where it is, but I just kind of come to the window and thought really nothing of it because it's a daily occurrence sometimes, until there was people standing outside and some were rushing a little bit more than they usually do, and then I started seeing smoke coming out the top of the building.
And at what point did it get to be, do you think, so far, since you, I imagine you've been watching it for pretty much the entire morning.
Yeah, because it was a little dicey there for a little bit.
It's scary, too, when you have a fire across the street, because you're wondering, is it going to, are the embers going to fly over to me?
Yeah.
I had something similar happen, so I get, you become extra invested into it.
Yes.
So, Laura, can you tell us what you see right now?
A lot of their water cannons are just spraying and dousing what might still be lit, but everything looks like it's pretty well out.
And the main street, correct me if I'm wrong there, is closed to traffic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And I imagine a lot of, for lack of a better word, sightseers, a lot of people checking it out, is that right?
You can't go from probably the whole half a block on the one side because it's pretty much the forum and, unfortunately, the attached building, which housed Fabulous Fashions in it, that unfortunately had caught fire too. I'm not sure on Johnny K's. I'm hoping that they're okay, but I can't see under my window, but there's nobody on the other side.